I want to say something to you. You've talked about this. You brought this to the table when you got to the rink today. And I know that you're passionate about it. You informed me about it. I wasn't aware of it. Liam Foudy of the London Knights was named as a replacement for the top prospects game. Why does that bother you?
I want to start by saying and make it abundantly clear that I like Liam Foudy. I think he's a good little hockey player. I liked him last year as a rookie. I've got nothing against the young man, not that I know him extremely well. And I will also reiterate that numbers don't tell the whole story. However, the numbers in this case, Chris, are a little bit stark. What you have here in the addition of Liam Foudy to the top prospects game is an injury replacement. So in essence, what you're doing for a player is giving him a little bit of a bonus. He wasn't on the roster in the first place. Oh, somebody got hurt. Let's give somebody the carrot that they have earned. They were that close to making the prospects roster in the first place. Liam Foudy, and I'm just going to put this as bluntly as I can for you. Liam Foudy plays for the London Knights in the Midwest Division.
Right.
And through 40-odd games this season, he's got 12 points.
Huh.
12 points. Just think about that. 7 goals, 5 assists. There's a kid that plays here in Kitchener that scored his 15th goal of the season in that game on Wednesday night. His name is Riley Damiani, and I'm not sure I've seen a player since he entered the league with a 200-foot game the likes that Riley Damiani plays. As a rookie, he played it. He plays the game honest. Along with those 15 goals for Damiani, he's got 16 assists. That's 31 points in an equivalent number of games playing in the same division that Liam Foudy plays in. And if you care about plus-minus, Foodie's a -4, Riley Damiani's a +5. I'll go one further on this, too, because there's a market in the Ontario Hockey League that is the teeniest, tiniest, ittiest, bittiest market of all of the markets. It's Owen Sound, and they've got a guy up there by the name of Aiden Dudas. He has also played 40-odd games in the toughest division in the entire Canadian Hockey League, and all he's managed to do is score 19 times with 23 assists for 42 points. 12 points does not get you into the top prospects game unless you get those 12 points while wearing a London Knights jersey. And I'm sorry, but that's a fact. Anybody that's played this game or been involved in this game at the major midget through Ontario Hockey League level knows how political it is. There was a story last week out of Alberta, if I can go out there just to bring in the politics, of a 10-year-old kid, Chris, a 10-year-old kid that wanted to play more hockey. He was a pretty good player, so he joined kind of like a rep team, and his regular team, or Hockey Canada, pardon me, stepped in and said, you can't do that. Now they've suspended the kid because, what, he wanted to get a few extra games in? He wanted to stay with his buddies and play house or minor hockey and also play a little bit with a rep team? And Hockey Canada steps in and says, you can't do that. Political, political, political. Make no mistake, at this level, it's a highly political game. If you have a player on your team that gets drafted into the National Hockey League, your franchise here in the OHL gets money. NHL money comes back your way. Don't think for one second there are not teams in this league that can bend the ear of the National Hockey League. And to his credit, Dale Hunter obviously does that. But if you want to sell yourself as the premier development league in North America, then what you're doing by taking Liam Foudy to the prospects game over Riley Damiani or Aiden Dudas is a complete and utter sham.
The postgame show continues. No, this is just the pregame show. This is the pregame show, the postgame show. Call in to Mike Farwell.
It's
he's not fired
right.
up. It's good.
It's just
and you're,
not right.
You're right. I'll add to it that Riley Damiani has been playing against other teams' top lines for, I'd say, 99% of this season on the shutdown line that was Bunneman, Henderson, Damiani. And now he's routinely used to play against other teams' top players, and he's putting up 31 points against those top players.
We could make the argument that maybe the Kitchener Rangers have to be more aggressive as an organization to bend the ears of Central Scouting to get their players recognition, but shouldn't, in a
they
perfect world,
to.
Exactly, that's exactly it, thank you.
Yeah.
Should you have to?
No.
At this level or any other, if you have earned your spot, you've earned your spot, unless you're playing in the Ontario Hockey League. It's too political.
But just, well, and it is political. So is minor hockey. You're right about that. I grew up in the political age. I was a goaltender. Talk about a more political position. But it all comes back to why is it? Why is he allowed? Why is London allowed? Why are other teams allowed? Cause I'm sure Kitchener does it at times. Why are teams allowed to bend the ear of the OHL and Hockey Canada? Money.
Money talks.
Money talks. And at the end of the day, the league, the teams, they're all in it to make money. I don't care that they're saying it's a developmental league and they're in it to send players to the NHL. You know why you're in it to send players to the NHL? So people come and watch, so you make more money.
Money talks, BS walks. And I'm sorry, Liam Foodie, you're a nice player. It's BS that you got that carrot and other players that, in my opinion, are more deserving miss out.
I'm in agreement, and that's not a usual thing that
that's
we say to
rare.
One another.
That's very
Again,
rare.
Reminder, the postgame show happens every home game after the Kitchener Rangers are done on 570 News.
Your Harris Law pregame show as we get you set for Otters Rangers continues in just a moment as we go off the top with Rangers head coach Jay McKee. That's coming up on 570 News.